After a long day of being pulled in every direction, the last thing anyone wants to think about is, what's for dinner? That's where Schwan's can help. With a variety of real food choices, frozen to lock in freshness, from ready-made meals, premium meats and side dishes, to vegetables, ice cream, and more. Schwan's foods go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours, so you can pull off a delicious meal in no time at all. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. To help simplify mealtime, visit Schwan's.com.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist of billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Yeah. It paid $500.
Yeah. See, and people list, like, that's, when you're starting out, like, that's not bad at all.
Nope.
Yeah, you've already spent way more you've invested, but that's, you have to start off in steps. You have to do free ones at first. You have people like Greg went through Toastmasters,
yep.
And it's like, that's the behind the scenes, but now you're getting one. Look, you're starting out fresh. Pretty fresh out of college, you're getting a $500 speaking event at a corporate place.
Yeah, it was. So what I found out was a small room, and there were 12. There were 12 executives in the room, and these people, they had traveled out from various parts of the region to come to this meeting. So the meeting ended up going well, and the company CEO was present. And at the end of the session, he told me, he says, Garrett, let me tell you something. I personally have invested a lot of money into similar types of seminars and programs. He told me, he says, I spent, you know, up to $10,000 into similar programs like this. And what you just gave us had a lot more substance.
Hmm.
And when he said those words to me, then all of, like, some of the doubts earlier that I had from like, the rejection, it was more of a confidence booster.
It takes getting some win. That's what people, they think confidence is something you just have or not. It takes, you get your butt kicked, you get beat down, but you keep getting up, but then it's like, you start to have somewhat of a win.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, oh my God, like, I can do this.
Yep.
Like, it starts to, like, shed a little light. It's not like just you're an instant millionaire or whatever, but it's like, I just, what I set out to do, I started having this vision of speaking, and I did it in corporate, and it didn't end up being this huge disaster. And I know people where they've had times where it was, and they learned how to overcome that and get fit and transform it. But you got positive feedback, like the substance.
Yeah, it was, and to hear that coming from the company owner, it meant a lot to me. And, you know, I think it's also important that you understand that regardless of the grind, the hustle, whatever you're doing, whatever type of venture you're pursuing, you know, you are just one opportunity away getting to your finish line. Sometimes it just takes that one opportunity, and, you know, it may take you reaching out, sending out 100, 200 emails, or picking up the phone and you know, cold calling, you know, 100 organizations, but, you know, each
But isn't no. that what it takes? Like, to be honest with everyone, like, there's no, like, silver bullet, like, that kills the werewolf with it. Just do it this one, that'll do it. There's no, you know what I mean? It's not just ClickFunnels, it's not just Facebook Live, it's not just doing a thing on Instagram, it's not just LinkedIn, it's not just mailing. It's like all these things combined, doing them all, you keep doing them, you keep re-strategizing, and like something you may have done here all of a sudden connects to this here, and you never know, a year later connects to here.
Yep.
And it's like, if I would have just given up right here, I had no idea that what I did here was like leading to something here that led. It's like so much, there's just no like, follow this and it'll happen.
Uh-oh. Nope.
But it's like you keep like just battling through that, and then things start to like gradually open up.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Like, so many people, and any of you watching right now, I really know. I mean, and I love this because some of you have written me, and I know whatever you're doing, you're in a season where you're thinking of giving up on whatever you're doing. And, you know, like the question I always say, like Eric Thomas said it when he was on, I love, like, to ask yourself is, like, not just about the money, but, like, is my heart still in it? And if the answer is like, no, it's really not. Not, I'm not talking about the failures. I'm not talking about the money. Like, is that gut feeling of my heart still in it? And if it's like, no, it's flat out, it's not at all. And like you said, not just your feelings, because your mentor made that clear. Don't make a permanent decision based on your temporary feelings.
Exactly.
Because we can do that. We can, one negative thing can lead to then this isn't working, then this, and it, you can just downward spiral, then you can make this big decision. You got to give time to step out of your feelings and really look at over time, is my heart in it? And going to that side of it, like what are some things that you've continued to help push you forward when you're facing those other rejections and stuff that like reminds you of your why? Like that CEO you said is a good example. Like what are some other things that have helped?
Yeah, the biggest thing for me, Mark, to be really honest and transparent with you, is having a mentor. You know, having a mentor that has, you know, their best interests within you. These are what I call game changers. You know, somebody that has doing what you're already doing at a very high level, and they've already been through the struggles, they know what you're going through. And someone, as I mentioned, the conversation I had, you know, when you're feeling frustrated and depressed, someone that you can simply vent to and use as a sounding board, because it's going to be needed. But for me, that has been the thing that has helped me drastically is having a mentor around me. I have numerous mentors. I continuously invest my time, energy, and sweat into mentors. And also having positive and influential people around you. People like you, Mark, that is really what has done it for me. That's what enables me to keep grinding and keeps me focused. It's having people like yourself, people like Greg Walker, that are real, authentic people, you know, that are out there making things happen, but that are also willing to drop down to a lower level and be real with you.
Yeah, that's you telling me that is what always, like, things like that inspire me to keep going too, because like it's giving and helping and seeing people apply it is like, that inspires me like in turn too. But it's also, like you said with mentors, you said there's different kinds. There's times where, because some people watching right now or listening may be like, well, I don't have direct access to a mentor, and some of the other ones, like my schedule is so booked. I do some coaching, consulting, but I don't even like openly advertise it. I do it on like a limited, because my schedule is just so booked up. And some of the costs for it, they can't afford. So what I like, that's why I'm always putting like the show. The show's free. I have tons of content out there. I'm jumping on and doing live streams. I have my book, and I'm always telling people that. Then at a point, some people can hire me. But those that can't afford that, like, what is some advice for them for how you connected with a mentor?
Sure.
Or have you had other mentors that you didn't like? For me, I have some mentors that I haven't even personally met, but I'm reading their story behind the story. Like, even Winston Churchill, he's dead. He's been a mentor to me because I read his autobiography of the struggle he went through, the story behind the story, when they were going to give up on the war against Adolf Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
And they almost, like, literally allied with Hitler. And he was this complete underdog, would smoke cigars, always had his glass of whiskey, failed numerous times. He was the one that came in and stepped up. But his true story, you see his struggle when he's like with his wife, like, if I do this, like hundreds of thousands of troops are gonna die. I know we can't, this guy's a psychopath, we can't. And just like seeing the real human emotion behind it. So, like, that's why I said there's different types. Like, he's not even alive, but he's a mentor to me. So, Can you give some examples of like how you've got real life ones and what's worked for you too?
Definitely. So I always tell people, you know, there are people all around us. People, opportunities, mentors all around us. Sometimes it just takes you maybe stepping outside your own comfort zone. But the reality is, give some examples. I use social media. I have found my last two mentors on Facebook.
Yeah.
Right, let's talk about it. I'm a part of a group on Facebook. There's many different groups all over Facebook and LinkedIn. I'm a part of a group on Facebook.
But there are good ones. Just like you said, there's tons, it's oversaturated, but that doesn't mean that there's not good ones.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of great influential groups on Facebook and LinkedIn. But I'm a part of a group called Youth Speaker University, and I reached out to a guy named Layman Hicks. We had a couple brief conversations, and he's an established youth speaker.
Okay.
He's down in Florida. So I reached out to him, and he had some great advice for me. He's like, hey, Garrett, you know, here's some people to check out. And he mentioned a guy named Jonathan Sprinkles. So I reached out and sent Jonathan Sprinkles an email. He's a well-established speaker. He's been in the game for over a decade. And Jonathan Sprinkle, he lives in Houston, Texas. Keep this in mind. So Jonathan reaches back out and he says, hey, Garrett, any friend of Layman is a friend of mine's. What's your number? So I send my number to him. He sends me a text message and we get on the phone. And it was one of the most authentic conversations I've had, Mark. He said, listen, Garrett, I've been doing this for a long time. I have nothing to gain from you personally, but I want to be real with you because you remind me of a younger version of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I scheduled a consultation session with him, and he's helped me tremendously just from having a couple conversations.
Now, did you pay for some like coaching consultations throughout that?
Yeah.
See, I think that's like this is the other end of it. It's important for people to know this because you can get mentors and people, everyone wants to help everyone. If I had all the time in the world, I would be on the phone all day. I can't even get to all, on my personal Facebook page, I don't even, like I hit the 5,000 limit overnight. No, 12 years plus it took.
Right.
I hit that, but then on the other one, I have like the 16,000 people and all that. So I can't even get to all my messages. I try to get to anyone I can. So if I had all day, every day just to do that and calls, I would because I want to help as many people, but
right.
You can't. So, but then there's a point, and this is what some people don't understand because they'll ask at a certain level, what can I do to get this? And sometimes it's like, look, if you want to do this, first here's the book, or let's do an hour. Here's what the fee is for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But though, because I've invested in others that have helped me, I've traveled, I put the risk up, and that's been some game. The people I've met at events and stuff too has been a game changer for me. Some people just don't want to; they're not willing to take that to invest at all, they're like really guarded because it's a bunch of fake crap out there, but. You can do your homework and ask people who's genuine and who's helped. And if you're willing to do some investing, usually beyond the consultation, like I may do a 1 hour block or something with someone that they paid for, but I may end up putting 8 hours of work in with them because I'm going to study, then I'm going to follow up. And then it's like, we want them to succeed. It's like, you really do care, but people don't get that investing point. Like I remember you even traveled from Cincinnati when Greg Walker and I, you're talking about, we had that event at Dreamshine.
Right.
You bought a ticket, you came, you traveled, but you took time to see us face to face. We talked, you saw us. A lot of people aren't willing. They're like, oh, I have to leave my house. They're not willing to do that part of it. And it's only going, you're only like going to get so far with everything that's free too, you know?
Yeah, you know, one of the world's most successful business investors, Warren Buffett, you know, he gives the advice all the time to invest in yourself. He shares his story for those that, a lot of you probably know Warren Buffett, but What did it for him was he invested in the Dale Carnegie course.
Yeah.
This was way back in the day, and the course is still available to this day. He invested into the program, and he shares his story of how that program was a game changer in his life. And he talked about prior to that, he didn't have the confidence that he has now to get up and present. And even he shares about, I was listening to a video on YouTube, I think it was when he got married, and he said that program, it gave him the confidence to get up and, you know, and speak and give that speech on his wedding day. But it's really important to, regardless what you're doing, because we get caught up as people in investing into to so many things, right? TV, right? Entertainment, you know, having fun, maybe, you know, watching our favorite basketball or football team. But what about us as people?
Yeah.
Right? What about us, though? It's important that we take time to invest into ourselves, because just as there's very successful brands like Nike and Amazon and Apple and Samsung, you also have a personal brand.
Yeah.
To invest in.
Another amazing book by the founder of Nike, and I'm the worst, of course I'm drawing a blank on the name, it's called Shoe Dog, Phil Knight. If you ever read that or listen to his story behind the story of the 17 years behind the scenes of what he went through, Nike was blue ribbon, he was a student out of college, traveling to different manufacturers overseas in Japan, he had a love for running. That was where it came from. And he didn't make it to the Olympic level, but he had a love for running. And that was back like in the 60s before that people thought runners were weird. His whole story blew my mind. It was 17 years later, them just battling in the trenches every year again. They go through this crazy stuff with Adidas. 17 years later, he became an overnight success.
Wow.
17 years of, you'd see him going through these fake lawsuits, through facing bankruptcy, and he had this team of just like 12 of them. They just did not give up. They'd be re-strategizing. Then the Japan factory like screwed them over, and the bank did, and they, again, that's another, I haven't met him yet. I'd love to have, he's gonna be on the show one day. But every time you read the story behind the story, it's always the same common theme of they went through. It took years and years and years. It wasn't easy, like you said.
Sure, right.
But like he couldn't give up either. There was times, and he worked multiple jobs, which is another important thing to tell people too.
Yeah, yep.
But the same, you see the same patterns there. Like it takes time. And when you see Warren Buffett or someone investing, people are like, well, he's a billionaire, of course he can invest. They're not understanding back when he like was investing in these things, that's usually when they don't have the money to do it. You know what I mean? Like, if it was easy, everyone would do it.
Exactly.
And there's levels. Like, when even with my company, when it got to a certain point with leadership, from having two team members to four to six, I was like, I had done some coaches, some books, and then I realized, whoa, I really have to learn how to run a bigger team now. I had to invest. The biggest event I went to was like $8,000, and I went to Tennessee. That's why I work with like Dave Ramsey's Entree Leadership Team.
Nice.
At that time, that was I didn't have it. That was the biggest investment that we had. I mean, I was remembering like, ouch, that was a game changer for me. But it wouldn't have made sense to do that when I was first starting my company.
Right.
Because I had to be at a certain level like of understanding to even know that I needed to learn this new information. Like there's levels to it is what I'm trying to say. Like there may be a time for a course, for paying for like consultation, some coaching. But then there's the other part, you still have to keep going out there and taking action.
That's it.
That like then you go back to the action. So you go back, you've been doing some different mentors, you're taking more action, you got that first gig with corporate.
Yeah.
So what have you been doing since then?
Yeah, a variety of different opportunities. I've done some corporate engagements. I think the majority of my events have been corporate at this point.
Really?
Done some engagements with high schools. I'll be in Normal, Illinois on the 19th this month, over at Heartland Community College, doing a networking skills session. and then doing a motivational keynote after that.
Nice.
I had the distinct privilege and opportunity a couple years back to do an engagement down at the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's, you know, people ask me sometimes, you know, who have you spoken to? And I've been really fortunate and blessed to have shared my message with a variety of audiences, you know, from young high school students to business owners and executives.
Well, and isn't it like you said before, you never know how close you are. Like, it's because you keep getting out there and doing it that these different things also help lead. It's like someone in that audience may have reached out to someone.
Right.
That then you connected with, and it may have even been a year later, and that's the other thing. Sometimes you don't know, was that worth it? Was it? But you also mentioned another thing, like another reminder of your why is after an event, if like someone comes up to you, that one person.
Oh, for me, it just takes one person, Mark. If I get just one person, room could be packed full of 100,000 people. Someone comes up to me and they really share with me how much my message has impacted them, then I feel my job is done. You know, that's really what gets me really excited and fuzzy and inside
yeah.
of me. And it gets me
that's
excited.
The heart.
It
that's
gets
the
me
heart
excited and delighted knowing that my mission has accomplished. I've made an impact on someone's life.
Yeah.
Maybe
see, I see you light up just yeah. when you talk about it. That's what you tell when someone's really truly passionate. You can see when their face starts to light up, like you can tell that's, you know, they come up and it's just like, man, it's so meaningful, like to know that. It's that's what it's about. It's
yep.
you're adding value and you're helping people, but you're also being real and saying part of that, it's not just emotional. It's, you gotta be willing to strategize and learn and look back and say, okay, I do need to take a different approach to this, but then, I always dissect everything down because there's so many different things that people don't talk about.
Sure.
Then there's this other part of it that you need to take advice from your mentors and learn, but then you still need to not do it 100% their way.
Right.
You still need to, I don't know what it is, but you like that. That's where the authenticity,
yep.
there's like these non-negotiables where it's like, even when I'm talking and teaching, I could be saying, again, this is how I did it. I'm not saying it's the only way.
Right.
I can tell you the mindset. I can tell you how this will help in these areas. But I'm not saying you only have to dress this way, that stuff like that. And there's something in your heart where it's like, okay, I know they're giving good advice. I'm going to follow that, but I know I'm still going to do this my way. Like, what do you feel is like that? Like, what gives you that kind of authenticity of sort of how you follow that to know when to sort of go against the grain and be more authentic to you versus like
sure.
what someone else can tell you? Because it can get easy in this with writing, with speaking, with being a public figure for people to try to groom you,
mm-hmm.
even with good intentions. And I've had it, and I've worked with different coaches, and I've tried. I'm like, oh, I'm not, maybe I do have to do it this way to be polished. But, and in some ways they're right, but then I can tell at a certain point that I'm not intentionally, but it's just like getting out of being me. And it's like, oh, okay, I gotta course correct. You know what I mean? And then
yeah.
you're like, you connect more when you're like in that zone. I'm trying to explain this as I'm saying it, because it's hard to put it into words, but you get what I'm saying?
I think that also comes with time and experience.
Okay.
Because, yeah, I've been in situations, and not even just speaking. Let's just talk about just formal, maybe job training or job interviewing. So as a high school student or even a college graduate, thinking that you have to come across as this type of person. And I think it's important, as you mentioned, to be authentic, regardless of what arena you're in, regardless of what office you may be interviewing for, regardless of where you're at, who you're meeting with. There's different ways in which you should be presented, yes, but you should never change who you are for nobody. And I think after time will only tell, Mark, that people, they'll learn, they'll grasp on to who the real you is versus who you were pretending to be.
So when you see these fake people getting these short-term gains, the truth always comes out over time.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like the tortoise and the hare. Like every time you read the book, the tortoise always wins the race. Yep. The story never changes. You can get these little shortcuts, but there's never a foundation there.
Right.
And that's what's shown a lot on social media. People see the little shortcut, but they never see, it's like every movie about a drug dealer, a kingpin. You see the beginning phase, they got the money, they got the women, but the story never ends well.
Right.
100% of the time, they end up dead or in prison for life.
After a long day of being pulled in every direction, the last thing anyone wants to think about is, what's for dinner? That's where Schwan's can help, with a variety of real food choices, frozen to lock in freshness, from ready-made meals, premium meats and side dishes, to vegetables, ice cream, and more. Schwan's foods go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours, so you can pull off a delicious meal in no time at all. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. To help simplify mealtime, visit schwans.com. This is Julie.
Hey, calendar. What's my morning like?
Julie's about to have a long day.
At 9 a.m., soccer carpool. 9:10, purchase birthday card. 9:05, dry cleaning.
Did you just go backwards?
I'm sorry. I can't fit that question into your schedule. 9:15, cry for a little bit.
For days that won't end, let Schwan's help. With Schwan's, you can get delicious meals that go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. Visit today at schwans.com.